Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax. That's the name of our
podcast. Hi, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with my co-host, Carrot Stocklin, also my husband.
Carrot Daddy.
And this podcast is fun.
Tell me what it is.
It's us sitting and talking about literally
pitch
nothing.
Pitch me on it.
Relax the Podcast is a podcast where a husband and wife who are burnt out and tired sit and try to have an adult conversation.
Without any kids screaming.
And it's supposed to be our time to relax, but usually we get riled up about things that are frustrating to us that we think needs to relax.
Oh, so the title is ironic.
Supposedly. It was at some point. Some people say supposedly?
A sense of irony. Supposedly? No, I don't think anybody says that.
A lot of people say supposedly with a B.
Well, it's not. It's supposedly, right?
It is.
That's one word I know.
I know that word. But anyway, so this we got a good episode today. I've got some stuff that I'm riled up about.
Relax. Is there an exclamation mark at the end of it?
There is.
Relax.
Did you know we've been doing this podcast for a couple of years? You didn't know that? There's an exclamation point.
I know, but sometimes aren't you ever like, wow, where am I? What am I doing? I can't believe I'm on
every
this
day.
Rock spinning in space.
Every
and you just
thought.
Need to like ground yourself and check in. Like do a breathing technique that you watched a 5-minute video on YouTube about.
Yes.
That kind of, so that's what that was.
You asking if there's an exclamation point was you wondering about the existence of humanity.
I mean, the genesis of that was like me going like, what is this? You tell me. And you did.
Genesis.
And if I was a big podcast, I would be like sold.
So when people say the genesis, they're talking about the beginning, right?
They're
because
talking about
the Bible.
The video game system.
Is there a video game system called Genesis?
Get out of my house. Really?
What?
There was two kinds of people when I was growing up. There was two kinds of people. There was Nintendo people and there was Sega Genesis people.
Oh, Sega Genesis.
There you go, yeah.
I only knew of it as Sega.
You just know Sega.
Sega.
That's
is there still Sega and Nintendo? Are those the two things still? Is that still how it works?
There's still Nintendo.
Really? What happened after Nintendo 64? Because that's the last
Switch.
One I know.
Nintendo Switch is the thing.
Because I know there's Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, and then I stopped playing
I've never
games.
Played one, but I've seen people on sets playing them, like in cast chairs, to like play them like while they're waiting in between
play
scenes.
Play a Switch, is that what you said?
And I got, and like they said, oh, it's a really good way to kill time.
And but that's the only
I got
Nintendo
one from my
now?
Sister for Christmas once.
But that's the only kind they have now? It's just the
Wii?
Switch?
I think people are still doing the Wii thing.
Oh, that's Nintendo?
Nintendo Wii, yeah.
Interesting. So Genesis is not only the first book of the Bible where it
is
all began.
It?
It's also
oh,
Sega
I guess that's
Genesis.
Where the saying comes from then. Yeah.
That's the only reason I know that word, Genesis.
I just say it to sound smart when I'm talking about like the beginning of something. Instead of saying the beginning, I can say like the genesis of it or the origin.
I used to be the book of the Bible girl at my church.
But
we did a little like TV show or whatever, like a news show at my Sunday school. And I was I forget what my actual name was,
news
but I was.
You did a show at your Sunday school?
Of course we did.
What do you mean, and like pretended you were on the news or like you actually, it was broadcast?
No, like we recorded it and like played it at Sunday school. And
what?
I was like a special guest once because I had memorized all the books of the Bible and I could recite all the books of the Bible.
You make so much sense now when I hear stories.
I can't do that
like
now.
That. Do what?
Recite all the books of the Bible. But I obviously know Genesis.
What do you mean all the books? Like there's the one, right? And it says the Bible.
Oh, no.
It's like there at the hotel in like the
joking.
Drawer.
You're joking. The books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy?
You never
is that from?
Whoa,
isn't that from Cats? Isn't
oh
that from
God.
The musical Cats?
Sure, but it's a book of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. New Testament.
Those are chapters.
Well, technically, I guess they're chapters, but they're all books. A lot of them are written by different men.
So these are different books?
Well, it's all in the same
book. In the book. So yeah. Chapters?
I rest my case. Essentially, but there's chapters inside of the books of the book. So they all have in each book, there's like chapter.
So there's like a subheaded.
So it's like Genesis 3:11, you know, like it's like there's the chapter, I guess, I don't know what you call a chapter, and then the verse, because the verse is all numbered. So I guess it wouldn't be chapters. I don't know what
so what are people like when they say like John 3:16? What is that?
Well, that John would be the book of the Bible, and 3:16, 3 is like the chunk. And 16 is the specific verse.
Oh, so it's like them, like the subheading to the sub. It's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think there was like a wrestler that would like say that, like Stone Cold Steve Austin or somebody.
Which one is it? John 3. I'm so embarrassing that I don't remember, but John 3:16, I think is for God to love the world, he gave his only son. That one, right? You wouldn't know. Why am I
asking you?
Is that that one?
I thought
sure
there was
that's
just
what
the
that one
is.
That's like the
book.
Most famous one, I feel.
And that those were different.
Well, you know, it's funny. I didn't mean to start off talking about, I have so many things to talk about, but it just sparked a memory of myself a couple days ago, discussing the Bible right now. Uh-huh. Made me think about, you were wearing a shirt a couple days ago that was like the graphic, like the visual representation of like evolution of man.
Right.
And
I got it at the Natural History Museum gift shop.
Right. So it's like, you know, starts off as like, I don't remember what our original form was called. It looks monkey-like. It's not a monkey, but it's, what's it called? I don't remember.
Don't come here for scientific facts.
I mean, I know they do, but.
You can imagine.
Anyway, you know what it is. It starts that, and then slowly over time, you see it evolve into man.
Right.
And I was so in it when I was in the church as a young one. Mm-hmm. I remember being taught by many people that evolution was very bad. And I do know evolution exists now.
You told me it
was
satanic.
That's what I thought as a young girl. So it's so crazy how embedded that is in my mind that when Eric wore this shirt the other day,
I noticed you double take it, maybe.
I double take it. And I was like, because my mind didn't go, oh, evolution, cool. My mind went, that's a satanic shirt. I can't believe he's wearing that around children. Like, and then I immediately was like, what? Like, that's not how I feel anymore. I obviously very much know that evolution happened and is real, and I'm very fascinated by it, and I love learning about it. But because I was so like ingrained to believe that like evolution was evil, mm-hmm. not just like it didn't happen. Like I was taught by certain like youth group leaders and whatnot and professors and whatever, that like it was like literally evil. It wasn't just that it was wrong. It was satanic. Mm-hmm. So when I see the image of like, and the name Darwin is essentially Satan, like in my mind, it's like from my childhood. So when you were wearing that shirt, I was like, wow, he's wearing a satanic shirt. It quickly left my mind, but it's wild that it's still, that's my first thought.
Is that who needs to relax?
No, I just, I've gone on a horrible train of thought.
Shirt?
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting. I'm curious if anyone else feels that way.
The last image on this, it's like that classic evolutionary, like, you know, scale of man. And the last one is a guy looking at a cell phone.
Yeah.
Looking for
it's
Wi-Fi.
Kind of depressing.
But very real.
Yeah.
But kind of spot on.
Yeah. So who needs to relax? Sorry, I got on a tangent.
I don't know. There's so many.
I know, I have so many things in
that it's like that are things that I want to talk about this past week. That I don't know where to start.
Do you want me to start?
Why don't you? I feel like I started last week, so why don't you start this week? I mean, you kind of already have started, so why don't you
should I say
continue? Why don't you continue?
Well, I'll just do a different one because that was like a bit much. Okay. Okay. So
that was just this random story.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. That wasn't who needs to relax.
Right.
Well, I was going to say the heat because I'm sick of this heat, but we've already talked about that before, but
it's hot.
It's
the room
hot.
We're in right
like
now is 80. It's like 80 something degrees.
Yeah, it's very hot. It's more than that in here right now. Okay. So
that's fine. I'm not complaining.
I recently realized that I might do math weird. And I'm curious if you do math the same way that I do math.
Okay.
If I were to say to you, what's 7 + 8? How do you come to the conclusion of that question? What's 7 + 8?
I would say 15. Mm-hmm. And I think what my head did in that moment was put the the two of the seven to the eight to make 10 and then added the five. I think that's what happened. Like
in two of the seven, sorry, say it again.
To the eight to make 10 and then there was five left to make 15. But that happened like rapidly in my head. It wasn't like.
You didn't just know 7 + 8 was.
No, I did, but also like I checked, but what like.
You like double checked your work.
Checking my work, it was like two from the seven to make 10 and then there's five left over 15.
I guess that's fascinating to me. It is, I do something similar. Mine is, 7 + 7 is obviously 14. Uh-huh. So add one to make the 8.
Oh.
It's 15.
But you can't do that every time.
I do it every time.
Well, it's not always going to be a multiple of 7 that then you can add the rest to, is what I'm saying. You can't do that every time. But for me, it's always easier to break it down by.
Oh, so you split tens. Up the.
So, I mean, I guess. I don't know if that happens every time.
Okay,
I guess
what
you'd
about,
have to ask me other math questions,
okay,
which is scary to me because I'm actually not good at math.
I'm really bad at math too. What about if you were to do 8 × 3? How would you find the answer to that?
I guess what my head just did just now is count out the 8. So it went 8, 16, 24.
Okay. See, that might seem more normal than what I might do.
What do you do?
Well, if it's 8 × 3, I would think, 7 × 3 is 21, right? Because 7 × 3 is obviously 21 because that's beautiful. It's like perfect. It's a perfect multiplication.
And you're adding 3 to it?
Yeah. And then you add 3 to that. And
that's crazy. No, it's not at all what my mind does.
Yeah. I do that. And what about like, if you were to say like,
So your brain only works in multiples of 7?
No. Let's do a different one. 50,
that was also a multiple of 7.
I know. Well, I really like 7. 52 minus 25.
52 minus 25.
Yeah.
This one's going to take me a while.
That's fine. Walk me through it.
Okay. Well, what I'm doing is I'm taking 50 and minusing 25. Uh-huh.
And that's then, what I did too, yeah.
And then I'm adding 2.
Yes.
So 27.
Yeah, okay. So we do it similar, I think. We both do similar things. Okay. I wrote this one down because I was trying to think of just random multiplications and whatever.
Wait, hold on.
Just one more. Because This one was a little bit weird how I got to it. Okay. Hey, this one might be tricky, lovey. 92
uh-huh.
minus 75.
92 minus 75.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I would do is I would do 100 minus 75.
Yes.
Which is 25.
Yes.
And then I would minus 8.
Oh, see, I went even further than that. I went 100 minus 75 is 25, but we did 92 minus 75. That's the question. So 92 is like 10, like I then we'll go, okay, well, 90 minus 75, that's 10 less than 100. So 10 less. Then if it's 100 minus 75 is 25, so then 10 less would be 15, and then add 2 to get 17.
How fast does that happen in your head?
It's very slow.
I know. Does your head hurt?
Yes.
My head hurts when I do math. But I don't think that side of my brain, it's like fatigued. Like that side of my brain, it's like, well, wait, oops, we just woke up. We don't do this.
I can't believe there's people who just know all the answers to these very simple.
They can just do math quick
questions. Like the only ones I know off the
I'm
top of my head.
I'm not that side of brain person.
I'm not either. The only ones I can do really fast is like anything that has to do with 7 or 3 probably.
The only thing that got me as a general requirement for my Bachelor of Arts for theater, like there was a certain amount of math you had to take, obviously, like this is a university, whatever. And I remember I was in the last one and I couldn't get, I was like trying and failing this math class. And as like a Hail Mary at the final, like there was no way I could have gotten an A on the final. I would still have an F in this class. I failed the final. I happened to be on the cover of the school newspaper at the time because we were doing How to Succeed in Business and I was like the lead. So it was like my big face on the front of the school paper, like come see the musical, the college or whatever. And I like kind of like was holding it and I was like, I was like, I'm not going to pass this class. But just so you know, I'm in the musical this weekend. If you want to, if you want to come see it, can we put it up? Maybe can we put it up on this bulletin board on the side of the class in case anybody wants to come? To kind of to show him that like I'm busy. You know what I mean? I, like after this class, I'm going to like rehearsals all night. You know what I mean? And this that whatever. And the guy goes, my daughter wants to be an actress.
No,
she's in New York right now. It's so hard. Gave me a D-.
Nice.
Gave just for no reason.
That's so nice.
Could probably lose his tenure right now.
That's so nice of him.
But like he just saw that I was trying and it wasn't my thing. It wasn't going to be my thing.
Yeah.
And he just gave me a D- so that I could graduate on time.
Well, that's very sweet of him.
Yeah.
I was never good at math, but I liked it, even though I wasn't good at it. But I like trying to problem solve. But I do it roundabout. And I'm happy to find out that you do it the same way as me. Maybe we're just both
scams.
Scams.
Yeah, scamming your way to a D minus.
No, I'm saying like when you do like simple math problems, you have to do
yeah,
like a roundabout.
I can't imagine
way.
That there's people that are just like, oh, it's this number. Well, it works differently. It must work like some sort of Rubik's Cube in their head that like that's another thing I can't do.
I don't know.
Oh, you ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
Absolutely not, no way. But anyway, who needs to relax is my own brain trying to do math problems because I saw a TikTok about it and someone was like getting made fun of because that's how they did math. And I was like, wait a minute. Hello.
Isn't that how everyone does math?
Doesn't everybody do math like that?
I think we're similar, although you're a little bit
more convoluted.
More of a beautiful mind. Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's about a guy. Russell Crowe plays a guy who does math really good in his head. Mm. Beautiful mind.
That's cool.
I think he was also schizophrenic.
Oh my.
True story.
He's Russell Crowe?
No, the person he's playing in the movie.
Oh.
He's like a mathematician. It's a good movie. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Okay.
Ready for mine?
Yes.
Thanks for asking who I think needs to relax.
I did ask.
Is Big Beverage.
Did I not ask? I thought I asked
you
at
did.
The beginning. Oh, okay.
That's why I said thanks for asking.
Oh, okay.
Big Beverage Company.
Okay. Are you going to say which one?
No, just all of them.
Oh.
And cup company, beverages, things. Cup companies, beverage companies don't give a shit about you and your car cup holders.
Okay.
They don't
you're mad at the wrong
care.
Person. You are
I
mad at the wrong.
I can't figure out who I'm
wrong...
mad at.
You're mad
I'm
at
trying...
car companies.
No. Car...
Yes.
Why? Because they haven't changed with the times?
Yes.
Every cup holder. Okay. Here's point one. Point one that I want to make. Am I crazy or is everyone at all times when they're in their car going anywhere always have a beverage with them? I'm never not driving without a beverage that I'm also drinking.
I bring my water.
I'm always drinking
yeah,
and
guess.
Driving non-alcoholic beverages
mm-hmm.
like a juice or a coffee.
Okay.
Water. Always something, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to drive dry.
Okay.
Just, you know what I mean? So something's going to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
These cup holders have not evolved.
Yes, you're mad at the cup holders. You're not mad at the drinks and the beverage companies.
Well, the cup holders were established.
Love.
And then these people make these drinks
love.
Like this. This is what my wife carries around with her everywhere she goes. It doesn't fit in any cup holder in any car that's ever been invented. So she had to buy a cup holder insert
yeah.
thing that could hold this.
Yeah, not
cannon.
Sponsored, obviously, but I strongly recommend going on Amazon or whatever site and finding like an extender thing because it's changed the game because I was having to put this on the ground to roll around in the car, this big old thingy. And now I can just, now it fits
now
right in
like
there. It's like $10.
Cup
it's
holder
ugly.
Insert that then makes, that extends from the cup holder to make like a, you know, a cup holder as big as like a cereal bowl, essentially.
Well, you're certainly mad at the wrong people.
And I like using it.
So you just want to only have tiny drinks. Every establishment, every beverage place should only make really teeny tiny drinks because
no.
cup holders won't change.
Well, just,
because
and every
the deal.
Girl has like a Stanley cup, right? Like and then if you're like a think about like cups, I don't know. They don't fit.
Well,
nothing really fits in a cup holder
cup
in a car.
Cup holders. That's what needs to change. They
like
need to be
water
bigger.
Bottles
they need to have
fit.
More options because here's the problem. The
not
problem
even
is that
really.
Cup holders have not changed in cars in forever. And the problem is that when we were young, back in the 90s, early 2000s, no one drank water. No one drank anything. No one was drinking. I don't know how anyone stayed hydrated. Now everyone's always drinking water.
Yeah, I'm on record
nobody,
saying I didn't drink water until I was like at
I
least
definitely
26.
Didn't drink water at all my whole childhood. Like yeah. literally never drank water. No one was drinking water. And then we're like, oh, we need to drink this. And now everyone's drinking it all the time and drinking tons of stuff all the time.
Hydrating.
So I think that car companies were like, we don't need to put cup holders in here. No one's drinking anything.
Well, they put cup holders, but they're just like, for what?
Like a can
Why,
of soda.
They should have like a big one. Cause you can have like the big ones and they can still prevent the beverage from moving around. Cause like you have like a rubber thing or, you know, like a buffer area
yeah,
or whatever,
know.
But they don't. No yeah, cup holders fit. Any.
Yeah. That's pretty stupid. But you're mad
so,
at the wrong people up, Bug.
I'm sorry. Can I do another one? That like.
You're not satisfied. Yeah, sure. Do another one.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you can do another one.
You don't think that the cup industry should be like, wait,
no,
we shouldn't make this giant. We should make this giant bottle. We should make this so it can fit in a car cup holder.
Absolutely.
Because those are already
not.
Established,
that
love.
Love, you are crazy. You're so backwards.
It's a car. It's a,
you are
it's
so
a,
backwards.
It's a machine
you,
that drives around.
Why?
It has the cup holder slats.
Guess
like,
what?
This company, why not make this
love,
thinner and
they
taller?
Do. They do.
That fits in a cup holder.
They do make it smaller.
So it's your fault then
you know
for
why
buying
I want a bigger
this
one?
Thing.
Because I drink the little one in 5 seconds. You need people get bigger beverages because they want more beverage. So you want us to drink less You want to drink less water. You want people less hydrated. You want to go through.
I want you to, no, you get a small one and you fill it more often.
That is crazy.
You don't need to last you all day.
You are so backwards. I cannot believe you are arguing this right now. Imagine going through like, and
well,
you
are
like,
why are they not in sync? That's
because
what,
of
that's
the car companies. The car companies.
I don't know who to blame, but I feel like
it's obvious who to blame.
I feel like these people, I feel like they're like, like they're in a fight and they're not speaking to each other right now. And
no.
They're like, well, fine, we'll make our cup holders regulation size. And they're like, fine, we're just gonna make these crazy bottles and cups.
You are absolutely incorrect.
Well, why are they?
Because beverage companies and cup companies and thermos companies and whatever
have
been like, oh, people want more. They want these bigger. They're getting thirstier. They love our beverage. They want a super duper size. They want extra. They're drinking so much beverage. Climate change and global warming, things are hotter, people are getting thirstier, we need to give them more stuff. And car companies are like, no, you still have to drink the smallest amount possible or else you can't bring it with you. Like,
I don't know, I think someone right now is listening to this while they're driving and they're like looking down at their cup holder situation. It's like some big thing like hanging halfway out of their cup holder and they're like, but I like my car, but this dumb drink doesn't fit in the cup holder. And they're like, I think it's the drink's fault.
I cannot believe you're blaming the drinks. That's crazy to me. It is so, so very obviously the problem. That's like saying, well, how come not everybody fits into the same size pair of pants? Pants were already established as this size. How come not everyone?
That's the most insane analogy I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Now you understand how crazy you sound.
No, now I know how
you
bad you are at making analogies.
All cups should be the same
size of small, tiny metaphors.
You think all cups in the world should all be the same
size, smallness? No.
Yes, you do. You think they should all be super tiny cups. They all fit in these garbage cup holders and cars.
No, I'm just saying like, hey, beverage company, if you want me to be able to take this in my car with me, you should make it regulation size.
No,
there should be a standard.
You're so incorrect. There is a standard. You can get this in the size that fits in a cup holder. You can get any cup anywhere you go. You can get it in a size that will fit in the cup holder.
You are way too passionate about this.
Because you're wrong. You can get any cup in this. You can do that right now. You could never have this problem again.
I don't even have a position on this, so I don't know how I'm so wrong.
You could never have this problem again the rest of your life if you went by your own logic. Because every cup, every beverage company makes cups that fit inside of those cup holders. So you could just buy those and then they'd always fit in the cup holders. But no, you want the large ones or the bigger ones or this oddly shaped ones, just like everyone else does. So the problem is not the drinks and the beverage companies and the cups. It is the cup holders in the vehicles. That's the issue. Because you could solve your problem with your own logic.
Remember how you got me those like wooden tops that like fit mason jars? So I could make a mason jar of like iced coffee and take it to work. Those never fit in the cup holders and it always drove me crazy. I'm like, it's just a mason jar. How does this not even fit? It's nothing crazy. You know what I mean? And it didn't fit.
So you think they should make mason jars smaller?
Yeah, like little mason jars.
You can have like three sips of coffee?
I don't have a position on this. I was just like...
You certainly do. You just said you
hope that... It is my relaxing. You need to stop talking over me. Let me speak.
Sorry.
This is your drink thing.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't fit in anything. You take it with you everywhere. It's been rolling around on the floor. You bought an extender for our car.
Correct.
And I thought, I was like, that's a good idea. And then I'm like, well, why can't we meet in the middle here? I was thinking that maybe the cars could have one regular size one and then one big one.
There's a solution that makes sense.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna cry.
You start sobbing. The cars do need to fix that problem. It's a problem with the cars. So I'm sorry that that's happened, but it is very frustrating. I'm very happy with my little extender. It's helped me a lot. Anyway.
You can do one more.
You have another relax?
Yeah.
You're not happy with that one either because I overtook it.
No, this one's more like, it's supposed to be more involved with you because it's going to ask you questions.
Okay.
I was in a grocery store and I bought sushi from grocery store, which I'd done in the past a bunch when I was like going through like a big sushi kick. And then I was just kind of wanted something like light. It was like hot. I wanted something like light and like refresh, like not heavy and like refreshing. So it's like, oh, I'll just get like some spicy tuna rolls, whatever.
Right.
But like no one was working there. It's just like there in the seafood counter. And the grocery store was kind of like closing. So it was like kind of dark and I was like, oh, this is going to be here until tomorrow. It's going to be here tomorrow too. Like the sushi, this like raw fish that people are like going to eat. And I was like, it wasn't like just, it wasn't like served. It's just like in there and has like the sticker on it. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like hard to trust something like that a little bit. Right. Uh-huh. But like, we do that. We accept that a grocery store can give us sushi because it's a grocery store with it. Cause they've already established, hey, we sell produce and food goods. So like, we're also now like every grocery store now, like even like a Ralph's is like, we also have a sushi bar. And we just all like as a society accepted the fact that like, yes, you can just eat raw fish here also. Cause sushi was kind of like a new concept to my life when I was like younger, you know what I mean? Like people were kind of scared. I remember when people like a time where people were like scared to try it. Like it was like a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. But now we all just accept, yes. And it's in grocery stores and like somebody made it at some point. It's raw fish and like you can eat it and like you can then go back to work or whatever. I don't know. Go to the gym. Yeah. And I think that's kind of crazy.
Okay.
But you would do that, right?
I don't like grocery store sushi, no.
Have you eaten it before?
I have because I've been forced.
What if you went into Macy's?
Okay.
And you're like, because you needed a robe.
Okay.
You know, like a bathrobe. Mm-hmm. So you went into Macy's and they're like, oh, we also just opened our sushi.
No, it's not a food
would
establishment,
you eat
love.
Macy's sushi.
Probably, actually, because, you know, Nordstrom's used to have like a cafe in it that had pretty good food.
Nordstrom's did have a good cafe.
Right.
Okay, so changing it to Nordstrom's, they got the piano player. It's like fancier clothes.
Yeah, I totally eat
Nordstrom
sushi,
sushi?
Totally. Yeah, trust that over like
the only thing I would get at
sushi.
Nordstrom's cafe would be the grilled cheese and tomato soup, and I would dip it. It was really good.
Good.
I would dip the grilled cheese in the tomato soup.
They have a lot of, I remember they had a good sandwich there. Anyway, yeah, no, I would totally eat Nordstrom sushi. That sounds fancy.
Okay, next place.
Wait, what is
Rite Aid, famous for having an ice cream bar that I know you loved as a child. Mm-hmm. Rite Aid sushi.
Yeah.
If they were like
no,
next
not,
to the ice cream bar.
But I don't eat grocery store sushi.
CVS sushi?
I wouldn't eat that, no. But that's also not a, you are, you're,
they serve, they have, they have a food aisles.
You're doing equivalent to my pants analogy here because like, you cannot say, oh, this food place where you buy all food also sells sushi because they sell all the foods. But what if you go to a pants store and they sell, like, that's not the same. Like,
you're not gonna buy, that's what I'm saying. How are you, it's, I don't know. I just don't think.
That's like, love, grocery stores have lots of food. They can sell
it's
sushi
raw
if they
fish
want.
And I feel like, there should be more like, it's, I don't know.
Where do you
who's in charge?
Where do you think sushi, where do you think people buy sushi? They buy it from grocery stores.
Right.
Like well, Asian markets.
I think, you mean like where it originates from? Like a fish market?
Well, or the ocean.
By someone who like sure. knows how to grade the quality of the fish that it's a certain grade that,
yeah,
it, that can be consumed
fresh
raw.
Fish at a grocery store that you could like a sushi grade fish at most grocery stores, can't you?
I don't think that's true.
Well, maybe then I would say if you can't purchase sushi grade fish at said grocery store, you should not be eating the sushi there probably, right?
Right.
Okay.
I just think you should have to go.
I love that you're so anti
restaurant.
This, but you get it frequently.
Well, I'm questioning. It's like, I'm like, why? There's no other, like within a grocery store, there's no other like restaurant within a grocery store of like, you know, of like a certain thing, let alone like raw. In grocery stores,
love.
What are you gonna say? Wolfgang Puck?
Yeah, are you kidding? Have you never been to a grocery store? They have chicken nuggets.
As
they've
I
got corn
that,
dogs.
Like,
they've got salad. They've got like lasagna. They
no, but I'm saying,
everything.
But there's not. But I guess there's like a, but it's like a salad bar, and now there's like poke bars, which is also raw fish, and it's just like out in the world. And then this, I don't know. I just don't.
I don't have an issue with this. I just don't prefer.
I guess I don't know why I thought it was funny. The premise to me was like. What if CVS had sushi, would you eat it? What
no.
if Macy's had sushi, would you eat it?
Probably.
And that's like if you looked at my little iPhone note, it's dumb, but that's.
I like it.
I guess I'm just workshopping a bad premise.
I like it. Keep the bits up. I like it.
Thanks, love.
I have more things I wanted to talk about too.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, I mean, cut me off. Like,
no, I love everything that you're saying.
You can do the rest of the episode by yourself.
Love, no, absolutely not. I love you and you're doing great.
Thanks.
I just feel like you're trying to like sabotage yourself here.
I'm
you're
forcing
like,
it.
You're, no, you're not forcing anything. You're just trying to hurt yourself. You're trying to sabotage yourself here. You're like,
I'm not being
hey,
me. I got to get back
my,
to carrot.
You're all, I'm, I don't like that the drink holders aren't big enough for my drinks. So I'll suffer and have smaller drinks with less amount of drink than I want. And then you're like, hey, I really like this sushi at the grocery stores. I get it all the time. It's very convenient on a hot day. It's like refreshing. It's nice. I don't think they should sell it.
I don't think they should. And I think that cars should have one big cup holder and one small cup holder.
That's a good idea.
Thanks. Okay. I'm embarrassed. Now I feel shy and embarrassed.
Don't be shy and embarrassed. You're doing great.
Okay.
Well, you want to know what I want to talk about?
Sure.
The ocean and the animals in the ocean.
Shocking.
Okay.
What'd you say on TikTok?
I didn't see anything on TikTok, actually. Our son has recently become obsessed with some ocean creatures. Mm-hmm. Flynn, he is just absolutely obsessed with octopus right now. In fact, he insisted on a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. He was like, Mama, we need to change track of the day. It should be sea creatures of the day.
Little did he know we already do that.
It's not like he listens to this podcast. He does not know that I talk about it all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Different sea creatures. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
But he's very into octopus right now. Well, actually now it's cuttlefish.
Which he thinks is cuttlefish.
Like cuddling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, he thinks there's two different kinds of cuttlefish. He thinks there's a cuddling kind of fish and cuttlefish that cuts you.
Oh.
He thinks there's two kinds.
Yeah. Well, we now know that there's 120 different species of cuttlefish. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's funny is I've been so into animals of the ocean.
Yeah.
And you know my obsession with narwhals. I mean, Eric got me a narwhal stuffed animal
yesterday.
I got
a narwhal stuffy, yeah.
But I thought since he's so into it, I didn't finish my story, but he literally was like, Mom, give me your phone. I have to record the new song. So I have a voice memo on my phone. Maybe I'll play it. We'll put it in or something, splice it in.
Play it right now. Well, you can't do that. You can't tease that.
Well, I'll put it with the music. I want to put it with the music.
Oh, okay.
He just sings Truck of the Day, but instead of truck, he's like,
I want to hear.
He's like, sea creatures of the day. He's like, Mom, I need your phone. He's saying it into a voice memo. It's so cute. And I haven't listened to it since he did it. So I'm just now thinking about how I should play that in here. So we'll put that in here if I have it, if I can find it.
Flynn, sea creature of the day. Sea creature of the day. Flynn, sea creature of the day. Ha, ha. That was a good one.
Okay, so sea creature of the day should definitely be cuttlefish because Flynn is obsessed with cuttlefish. And so I thought, in case anyone out there doesn't know what a cuttlefish is, because I didn't know what it was.
Oh, they're crazy.
Crazy. Well, octopus are freaking crazy.
Yeah, but octopus can't like do a strobe light with their skin to like-
Cuttlefish are crazy.
To put a crab in a trance.
So cuttlefish-
Or they eat it.
For anyone who doesn't know, it's a mollusk. Essentially, it's a type of mollusk.
Uh-huh.
And they're a cephalopod? Something? Cephalopod, which that's what an octopus is. That's what a squid is. There's like a family of cephalopods.
And, of course.
And it's in that family. But they look just like octopus to me, or like they look like a hybrid of an octopus and a squid, but apparently they're a mollusk, which we know I love a mollusk because remember when I found that one freaking mollusk on the beach that saves lives. Yeah. Saves cancer.
You love invertebrate sea creatures.
I love all sea creatures. Anyway, excuse me. Whoa. That was a really involuntary cough into your ears. Okay. So here's some interesting facts about cuttlefish. And Flynn knows all these things. Half this stuff I already knew because Flynn has told me. Cuttlefish have not one, not two, but three hearts.
Hearts, yeah.
So do octopus, by the way. Cuttlefish can change color in 200 milliseconds, as fast as a human can blink. And like, if you've never seen a video of a cuttlefish, strongly recommend. 10 out of 10, 5 stars.
They're cool.
Google or YouTube or whatever, TikTok, search cuttlefish. They're crazy. Okay. They have W-shaped pupils. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Their pupils are the shape of a W.
I know their eyes are weird looking, but I didn't know that it was the W shape.
It's thought to help control the intensity of light entering their eye. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
They have three hearts.
You said that already.
I said that. Yep. They have blue blood. They have 8 arms, similar to an octopi.
Yep.
And they have a donut-shaped brain.
What?
Isn't that fascinating? Come on.
Really?
Boasting the largest brain-to-body ratio of all vertebrates.
Just reading cuttlefish facts?
Yes.
Okay.
They squirt clouds of ink. We knew this, right?
Some of them are venomous.
Yes.
There's one called the flamboyant cuttlefish.
Okay, girl.
Yes. And it has a venomous bite, has venomous ink. And if you touch its skin, it's poison, has poisonous skin.
She's so sassy.
And she looks flamboyant.
Wow.
Looks like a pride cuttlefish.
Does he have a favorite cuttlefish or just cuttlefish? I've only heard him talk about just cuttlefish in general as his favorite. But do you know if he has a favorite kind?
I think he loves them all.
Yeah.
But like I said, he only thought there was 3 species of them. And then he just learned from his new cuttlefish book that like there's 120 species of them.
So. Right. What did he say yesterday? Because I gave him a new cuttlefish book.
For octopus, I know he likes the coconut octopus and he likes the...
American one. Wasn't there one like called the Great American Octopus?
Large Pacific octopus.
Pacific octopus. Yeah, he really likes that one.
Because it can eat sharks.
We said it because it's the biggest. That's what he said to me.
Of course.
It can eat sharks.
Yeah.
My God.
I know.
Octopus are crazy. This ocean is crazy.
These are the facts.
Guys, this actually has to be a very short episode because we are drenched. You might not be able to tell. I don't know how long we've been talking, but with all the lights on and everything in this room, it's really well over 100 degrees. It is so hot. We're dripping. You look like you can't even focus. You're looking at me with like a glossy eye. Look, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah, I wasn't going to
openly complain
about it, but it is. Yeah, it's really warm in here. I've sweat through the back of my shirt. Yeah, but that's fine. It's hot. It's summer. We're kicking off summer, dude.
July. Yeah, I don't mean to complain, but like, I can't think of one thing I like about.
You're just setting the scene.
I don't like it. I don't like being hot.
People are always excited for the summer.
No, kids are always excited for the summer.
But I think I'm over that in my life.
I very much am.
I can't wait for summer to be over.
I do not like the summer.
It just started.
I do not like it.
I don't like wearing shorts.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, it's funny. I've never seen my father wear shorts. He doesn't call shorts shorts. He calls shorts short pants. And I don't think my father believes that like older gentlemen should wear short pants.
I saw a meme the other day that said, shorts are so weird. It's like, here's my legs, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's strange. These were pants. I cut them into shorts.
What a great conversation.
I wanted to talk about something that we used to do this thing on the podcast. Well, first of all, I read comments. So we could end with that.
Okay.
I looked at comments. Our lovely listener comments that are always amazing. Keep those because we look at them and it's really, it tickles me.
I didn't mean to make it sound like I didn't want to be here or like we wanted it to be over. It just seemed we're both just sweating so much and I could just tell I felt like...
Do you want to stop?
No, I'm fine.
We don't have to finish.
I just felt like your face looked like in a daze of like, I'm so hot, I can't function.
Oh, you said it for me.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I think that's gaslighting.
That's projecting maybe.
Okay.
Gaslighting? That is not gaslighting.
All right. I feel a little bit gaslighting.
I think at least once a day, Eric goes to me, is this gaslighting? Like he asks because he does. And no matter how many times I've explained him what gaslighting means, he does not remember it. And
teasing you. I'm messing with you.
I know. I love it.
We do this thing. I had to tell you this. We used to do this thing, relaxative, where we would say like something like made us happy.
Yeah.
We do this thing at dinner time where we play knock knock with our children.
Yes.
Where if they're like not eating or if they're like...
Grumpy.
We'll be like, hey guys, do you know any knock knock jokes? And we're playing this with 2-year-old twins and a 5-year-old. So they don't really get the premise yet of a knock knock joke. So for example, like knock knock.
Who's there?
Colleen.
Ah, ha ha ha. That's kind of how they do
Colleen
it.
Who? And
Colleen who? Okay. And like, usually they just laugh at
and
that.
You can go like, Colleen's holding a microphone. Ah, and then everybody like uproars through laughter, and that'll be like their version of the jokes too. Like there's no actual like joke and they don't really understand it. But who understands it the least is Maisie, realized last night. And I thought it was so funny because when it was her turn, she would go, knock, knock, who's there?
Yeah.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Who's there? And she wouldn't stop at knock, knock. She'd go, knock, knock, who's there? And then look at us. And we'd be like, who, knock? We'd be confused. And then she'd be like, who's there? And she'd be angry about it. Like this really angry, who's there? And then you'd have to say, cup, and she go and maniacally laugh.
Yeah,
but I just thought that was really funny. Her understanding of knock knock.
Yeah, it was fabulous. And they were continued on this morning. The knock knock jokes were so funny. Like last night, so Flynn does knock knock. Who's there? You say something like Eric explained, like cup who? A cup on the table. Like not a joke at all. But the twins, it's just like knock knock. Who's there? You can say literally any word and they will laugh.
And they just want to be in on the joke.
Absolutely.
And they laugh.
My,
but it always cheers them up. It's so funny. But Maisie was taking it very seriously last night.
Last night was the first time I saw Flynn get jokes. Yeah. With knock, knock jokes. Did you notice that? Mm. Last night I was like, knock, knock, who's there? And I was like, Flinnip. Or no, what did I say? Flimp? Or no, Wesley. That's what the, I said Wesley P, and I did like a P sound. And then Flynn said, Wesley Pahoo. And I said, Wesley Poo, gross. Ah. And Flynn like looked at me for a while and then he's like, Wesley Pahoo. Wesley Pooh.
Yeah, he got.
And he laughed so hard. Yeah. He like got the idea that, and then I did knock, knock, who's there, who? And then he said, who? And I said, are you an owl?
Mm-hmm.
And he laughed at that too. And he was like, oh, cause who? Like mm-hmm. he like, and boo hoo I did. And, mm-hmm. and to see him finally now at 5 and a half understand like punchlines of jokes was very exciting as well. He's a very funny kid. And so I'm excited for him to start.
Oh, he's so funny.
Making up jokes.
The cephalopod octopus obsession is like so fabulous nerd town USA.
I love it.
He walks around just, guys, did you know? And like spits out like this fact that I did not know about like octopus or something. I didn't know. I never used the word cephalopod.
No.
You know?
He carries around a plastic cuttlefish.
And a book about
cuttlefish. And he's been carrying it around for probably like a week, that little cuttlefish toy. And he sleeps with it. It goes everywhere with him. He has to wear shirts with octopus or cephalopods, cuttlefish on it at all times. Like he is very much
I'm in favor of this hyperfixation.
I am too, because we get to watch like documentaries on like awesome ocean animals and like.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. He had a play date the other day and his friend came over who's five and like wanted to talk about Legos and.
Star Wars
and, you know, play sports and whatever with him. And Flynn was just like, but have you heard of a cephalopod?
Yeah.
Exactly. And he was just like,
he goes, what's your favorite thing? And the kid was like, Star Wars. And he goes, huh? My favorite thing is cephalopods. It was bizarre. It was five.
And
so
he's like, do you want to learn more about cephalopods? He's like, I want to watch Star Wars. And Flynn was like, we don't watch Star Wars at our house. He's like, let me show you something. He's like, do you like octopus? And he's like, not very much. And Flynn was like, let me show you about octopus. And he puts on a documentary about an octopus that is like full blown documentary, like not a kid documentary.
Right.
It's like
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah. Like very slow paced, beautiful footage of an octopus underwater. And Flynn is like watching his friend watch it. Like there's a scene in Haters Back Off where Uncle Jim, and I think of it every time one of the kids, like Flynn experiences joy through watching other people find joy in his favorite things. If that makes sense. Like Flynn's, the only way he's super happy is if you are enjoying and he's watching you enjoy the thing that he loves the most. So anyway, he was just watching his friend the whole time. It makes me think of this one scene in Haters Back Off where I, as Miranda, am looking at the computer screen watching my own video. And Uncle Jim says, I'm going to watch you watch it. We say that all the time. Yeah. We say it to our kids. We're always like, I'm going to watch you watch it.
Totally. It's so relatable when you show someone like your favorite movie or whatever. Yeah. You're like watching the reactions.
Well, Flynn did that with his friend who did not care.
That's like
an eight.
He was
like not interested
at all. You did that at 5 years old.
And he'd be like, look at this part. Watch this part. And he was not interested at all. Anyway.
Comments.
Sure.
I read some of the comments on the podcast from last week. Top comment. Eric's shoe and sock combo is always a 10 out of 10. He is a fashion queen.
Nice. So you're showing off the shoes. Did you buy new shoes for this episode because of that?
No. That's from Ali Zero Suna.
Are these new socks and shoes?
No.
I think they are.
Get off my back.
I love it. It looks good.
A lot of people were asking, you have to show the security footage. You did, right?
On my vlog channel, on my social media, I did.
Okay, so if you want to see the video of Colleen talking to herself while getting takeout with a hair on it, saying she wants to unalive herself and then running off doing a voice
of
a race announcer.
You know where you can find it? You can find it on our social. We just started an Instagram account and a TikTok account.
Did we?
We did.
All right.
So you can go follow those and that's where I'll post that first. That'll be the first thing I post is that security footage of me running away and talking to myself. Let me see what the info is
Pinch
to
back.
Our places. It's relax_the_podcast.
Okay.
On TikTok and on Instagram. Relax underscore the podcast.
Always Jello. Always Jello. That's a good name.
Okay.
Said, I love it when you're just talking and you forget that it's a podcast. Those times are the best.
That's this whole episode. That,
yeah. Well, I mean, is it? We were talking about that last episode. Like, is this a conversation?
Is this, let alone
a podcast?
I feel like the moments I remember that we're podcasting, I panic. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
This has got to be boring and not interesting.
So all the spontaneous things that come up are always my favorite. Born a honey. M&Ms and Skittles I've always separated by color. Then I eat them from pile with the most color to least. A lot of people do separate their candies by color.
Oh, cool.
From even down to Smarties, you know, a lot of people were saying, and then in different ways, they'll consume them based on like favorite color, favorite tasting to least favorite tasting or vice versa, or whichever one has the most. Or so I think a lot of people have that same disease.
Disease as me is like sorting out the colors.
Sorting
of candy.
Out candies by color.
Okay.
A lot of it.
That's good to know. And
also we have a lot of sociopaths listening because a lot of people were like, pulp, love pulp.
Oh!
Get out of here.
You like pulp in your orange juice?
I love
crazies.
The more the better.
Oh, get out of here. What?
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's bananas. You like pulp?
I absolutely love orange juice with lots of pulp.
No, you don't.
Come on. Lots of pulp. Orange juice with pulp. From
what?
Monica the Mad. And she also talks to herself out loud.
Well, yeah, that's normal. Wow, I can't believe that. I really did not think that would be the case, but here we are. Lots of pulp, I guess.
I turned this on during my lunch break. The pulp convo made me laugh because I love the pulp.
What?
It's more like eating an orange and it feels like it's getting the good stuff.
Oh, come.
Eat an orange.
Yeah, eat an orange.
Chicha Games 4589. What are you doing? This is a beverage.
Oh, man.
Hopefully it fits in your cup holder.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We're sweating a lot. We're going to go.
Thanks for leaving comments.
Yeah. Let us know what you want us to talk about next week. And we love reading your comments. So keep them coming. Eric got to read them this week. I usually do, but Eric read them this week. And it's the most fun ever.
Yeah. If you want, I guess there's a TikTok and Instagram. If you want to see Colleen talk to herself.
Yeah. Go check it out.
Security camera footage.
Check it out. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.